It's Rockin' Vino. All right.
Good afternoon. This is Rockin' Vino on KSRO, sponsored by American Ag Credit. I am Coco, along with the wonderful Michelle.
Hello. Hi. Hi, Coco.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited about our guest today.
Me too. We have the amazing Patrick Davis. He is the founder of Songwriters in Paradise, which is a very cool series of intimate songwriter showcases in the round, where each songwriter shares the stories behind the songs, all paired with delicious food and amazing wine. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing out there?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Just beautiful. I'm in South Carolina today, and it's very nice spring weather, so I'm feeling good.
Awesome. Very, very nice. You gearing up for the big event?
Yeah. I got events, a lot of shows and things coming up, but I'm getting ready for SIP Napa, and I think it's a little over 3 weeks away. So it's always one of my favorite weeks of the year, and so I'm looking forward to it.
Very nice. And so just to confirm, the dates for the Napa Songwriters in Paradise is April 18th through the 21st?
Yeah. We come out, and there's a kind of a special, like a VIP event on the 17th, but the actual regular, the normal shows happen the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st, kind of in a different regions of Napa, I guess. You know, it's kind of, we do Silver Oak, which I guess is on the crossroads right mm-hmm. there. And then we do, we go almost to Calistoga. We go to Brasswood, which is up there, and then a couple in St. Helena. So it's in that general area. And we love being there. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth, as all you folks know. And, it's always, kind of picturesque, like postcard worthy in late April. So we can't wait.
Yeah, very beautiful. So Patrick, tell us about this idea of Songwriters in Paradise. You founded this. What is the concept? How does it work?
Well, basically, I am a musician who's traveled all over the planet, you know, writing songs and playing music for folks. And I love doing that. And I love travel, and I love good food, and I love good wine. I love cigars. And I was trying to figure out a way to kind of put my love of music and of those things together. And that's essentially what happened with SIP. It's in Nashville. The world famous Bluebird Cafe, which I'm sure many music lovers know about. That's where we all play in Nashville, doing what we call In the Round, where we play acoustic guitars and sit around and tell stories and play our songs. And it's a very intimate venue. Only about 80 or 90 people are allowed in each night. And I decided I wanted to try to create that in, you know, extraordinary destinations. And so SIP, Songwriters in Paradise, we are in Cabo, right on the beach there in Cabo, right in front of the Arc, you know. We're in Hillsburg, which is one of the most beautiful places on earth as well, over in Sonoma. In Napa, we do the Bahamas, and we're slowly going to a few other places. I tell a lot of people no. A lot more people know that yes, because I want to be very particular when it comes to where I choose. But these are intimate concerts for folks who, the best way I can describe it is folks who like the best of the best. So if you love the best wine in the world and some of the best music in the world, that's what Songwriters in Paradise is all about.
Absolutely. And so it looks like for Napa, you are going to be visiting Alpha Omega, Charles Krug, Silver Oak, and Brasswood. Yeah. Who are some of the amazing songwriters that we can expect at these events?
Well, we have a pretty beautiful lineup, not just the wine, which all of those places make extraordinary wine, but we have my buddy Mark Broussard, who is fast becoming one of the I guess Americana blues world's biggest stars. He's been around for a while now, but he's headlining artists all over the planet. And Mark Broussard is probably one of the people I'm most excited about having in Napa this year. We also have my friend James Otto, who is another absolutely incredible singer-songwriter, Nashville-based. I am a Nashville singer-songwriter. I grew up in South Carolina, but I've been in Nashville for many years. But the idea behind Songwriters of Paradise is not to just have it where we not just have country artists. So, mm-hmm. for example, David Ryan Harris, who is another singer-songwriter who has been, for the past 20 years, has played with John Mayer. He's been John Mayer's guitar player and background singer. And so that's a little more in kind of a, you know, I don't want to say pop, but he's definitely more in kind of a more contemporary music than probably than country music. So just an extraordinary talent. My buddy Channing Wilson, who is kind of a somebody, if you guys listen to Outlaw Country on Sirius Radio or, you know, go in that route, you'll know Channing. My incredibly talented wife, Lauren Jenkins, who is Americana, kind of, she was named, you know, top 10 new artist to watch by New York Times. She's definitely a highlight for all of us, especially for me. and then, you know, it's a really great lineup. I would just say to anyone out there listening, go to songwritersinparadise.com and you can check out the lineup and all of the folks. Some of the folks are songwriters first in terms of, you know, that Nashville is the home of the songwriter. We, right. You know, we do write songs for a lot of, you know, artists in the country world and the pop world. And so some of these folks are not exactly household names, unless you are a Nashvillian probably, or just a real big follower of songwriters. And then a few of the folks are actual huge artists. You know, Christian Bush from Sugarland won multiple Grammys as, mm-hmm. as both a artist, a producer. You know, that Mark Lessard, there's some of these folks that are more in line with being the artist first, and some are behind the scenes. And that's kind of the beauty of SIP, is that where you get to see, I always say it's kind of like a backstage pass. You know, we only allow 150 tickets to be sold each evening. So it's usually, you know, right at capacity pretty much every evening. So if you haven't gotten a ticket yet, I would say you guys get out there and try to find one. But that's part of what keeps it so special. It makes it to where you feel like you have access to something that just is not the norm.
That's awesome. And so for people that want to purchase tickets, it looks like you have a VIP and then you have a GA available for all the yeah. experiences, or all of the locations, if you will. What are the differences between yeah. those two levels of tickets?
Well, everyone that gets a ticket, regardless of your GA or VIP, will receive, you know, your food, your concert is included, your food and your wine. The VIP essentially elevates your experience. You know, you have the best seats. You have, you know, the wine selections will be a little, you know, elevated. And then, you know, there's a few other perks when it comes to merchandise and things like that you get if you are a VIP. And so, you know, that we have, there's different levels of VIP, and that's why I said there's a Wednesday night event that's a cave dinner that we do as well. That's just with the songwriters and kind of what we call our super VIPs. And so there's all kinds of, you know, levels like there is with anything else. But I tell everyone that you don't have to be a VIP to feel like a VIP at these events. Mm-hmm. The price point is not, when you think about it, is everything is included. It's kind of nice if you want, you know, you get your wine. And the thing is, when you're going to Brasswood, or you're going to Alpha Omega, I promise you the wine they're pouring to the GA ticket holders is going to be extraordinary. It's just going to be a little bit of a step up when you go to that, you know, to the VIP, but all of the wine and all the food is always just wonderful. And when you only have 150 people, it's kind of hard not to feel like a VIP regardless of where you are.
Absolutely. And can you purchase, now I know like in Napa, you're going to be there for, it looks like 4 days, not including the mm-hmm. sort of add-on extra fun yeah. That you're having. Can you purchase for a single day, or do you purchase for all 4 days?
You can do either. Okay. You know, we love it when people decide they want to come for the whole time. You know, I'm sure the tourism folks in that area love it too, because it means you're staying over. But you know, you can, if you're only going to be in town for a night, you know, there's a few tickets remaining for each of the evenings that could be purchased as single tickets. We like to kind of use it as like a gateway drug. You know, we get you, get you in for one, and the next year you come back for more. So, but yeah, it's just depending on what you're able to do. I know a lot of folks that are from the Bay Area, you know, just from that area, maybe they can only get away for the weekend. And so one thing that's really fun is that, you know, let's say Friday night, Thursday, I believe, with Alpha Omega, Friday at Charles Krug, and then Saturday night, Silver Oak, Sunday afternoon, we always do this really fun farewell show at Brasswood, which is outdoors, you know, weather permitting, of course, we can move it inside, but it's usually a beautiful kind of late afternoon, like 2 to 5 o'clock. And that even allows for folks that, you know, if you did live in San Francisco or in San Jose, you can stay, have that event and then make your way back home even on a Sunday evening. So it's kind of a little bit of every, I guess something for everybody.
That's so cool. So I do love it. You can have really the super VIP experience or bring it down to a single day, really just sort of like what works for you. We're going to talk about Healdsburg because Healdsburg is coming up as well.
We are talking
with Patrick Davis. He is the founder of Songwriters in Paradise. You're listening to Rockin' Vino. We'll be right back.
It's Rockin' Vino. All right.
Welcome back to Rockin' Vino, brought to you by American Ag Credit. And we are talking with Patrick Davis, founder of Songwriters in Paradise. And he was just kind of breaking down all the really fun different ticket options available to you, kind of like if you want to go all in and be a super VIP, or if you just kind of want to dip your toes in the water and go check it out for a day, there's options for you. So that's for Napa, which is great. And then also, Patrick, I did notice that there is a charitable aspect to this. Do you mind sharing a little bit more about that?
Yeah. My little brother passed away about 15 years ago now. He was drinking and driving, and it was a single car accident. And we decided to try to do some good from something that was kind of a heartbreaking situation, as you can imagine. And we started a charity foundation, my family and I, and I've run that for a number of years. And one of the things that I decided to do with SIP was, while SIP is a for-profit, organization, I wanted to make sure that that I tried very hard at each one of the SIP locations to start giving back to the local communities, because I always say that these places are they're paradises. You know, that they don't actually need any of us. You know, they are. They're already awesome. So I don't want anyone to feel like we're poaching. So I have been fortunate enough to I get my songwriters and myself, we'll sign guitars and we'll auction those off, or we'll have lyrics done, or some of the wineries will offer we'll have a case of their wine that we'll put out, or and we'll auction that off, or even Harvest Inn, where we all stay in Napa. We can sometimes auction off rooms there, packages, and that money all goes to the local charities. We basically, my little brother's charity is what allows us to do that. And so, I believe we've, for something like the Rutherford Volunteer Fire Department, which is just a wonderful organization right there in Rutherford, kind of helps a lot of the folks there on the ground floor. In Napa, we've donated, I believe, $50,000 to those guys over the past couple of years, and the Boys and Girls Club of St. Helena and Calistoga, about the same there. We try our best to just give back to those communities. And we've done that across the board. We do it in Healdsburg. We do it in the Bahamas. We do it in Cabo. When there was a terrible storm that's actually kind of kept us from going to the Bahamas for a few years now, Hurricane Dorian.
Right.
We went to the Ryman, and we had a show at the Ryman. We called it SIP Ryman, essentially. And that particular show, we sold it out. And through that show and a few other things, we ended up raising almost $1 million for the Bahamas. So life is, you try to leave it a little better than you found it, I guess. So that's kind of my goal in life, and especially when it comes to SIP, because, as I said, these wineries, these destinations, they are already, you guys are lucky enough to live around them. And maybe you don't realize it all the time, but for those of us that don't live out there, it is paradise. It's such a beautiful spot, and we want to make sure that, those people that we consider our friends and kind of our SIP family are, no, we respect that.
Yeah. Oh, it's magical for us too. Don't get us wrong. We absolutely love it. So you'll be returning then to Healdsburg, one of your favorite spots to be. Tell us about, I know that you don't have all of the details quite up on the website at songwritersinparadise.com quite yet, but tell us about the venues you'll be visiting when you come back in July.
Yeah, I think everything's pretty much up there. I think some of the lineup, we're adding a few more people to the lineup, but I think most of everything is up there for SIP Healdsburg. That's going to be at the end of July. I believe the 23rd or 24th through the 28th, somewhere in that neighborhood. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but that's Healdsburg is just a magical place. And if it's such a little hidden gem. I mean, Sonoma County in general is beautiful, and Sonoma is wonderful, but Healdsburg is just a really, really special little find. And so we're going to be We are going to be at the La Crema, Sara Lee's Vineyard at La Crema, which is just an extraordinary place. That's Jackson Family Wine. So we don't, you know, they do serve La Crema, but they also serve it all the way up to Verite, which is, you know, one of the top level wines in the world, for that matter. We do Bricolour Vineyards, which is a wonderful place in Windsor. And that we also do, this year we're doing Banshee, which is a Foley family wine. And they have a beautiful place out, kind of Alexander Valley area. Mm-hmm. And then we do Robert Young, which is an extraordinary. Nobody knows where Robert Young is located. It's up on a bluff. It's just, or I guess, on top of the hill. It's got like a amazing like 270 view. You know, it's just a gorgeous spot, and it's kind of in Alexander Valley as well. But we all stay in downtown Hillsburg. We usually are at Hotel Hillsburg or H2, and it's just, we can just bop off, you know, we can drink and we can play and drink all night, and you know, we have shuttles, don't worry, we all get back, and then we just kind of roll out of bed, and we're right in the middle of this little, I call it, you guys are, I call it Mayberry for wealthy people, how about that? it's such a beautiful place, and it's just, you see, I love it over there because I grew up in a very small town in South Carolina, and I feel like that's kind of what Hillsburg is. A lot of the winemakers, a lot of the restaurateurs, the hotel folks, they actually went to high school there. They grew up there. They've known each other forever, and it's really a beautiful spot. And the lineup there, you'll see a little crossover between Napa songwriters and the Hillsburg songwriters. But I also try really hard to bring in new folks. I believe, I think I have Dan Tominski, who was, you guys out there will probably know Dan from, he was in Alison Krauss in Union Station. I think he's won about 16 or 17 Grammys, but he's also the voice of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Mm-hmm. He tells a wonderful story where he's actually, George Clooney is singing, but it's actually his voice, that you hear there. That's
the man
that's
of constant sorrow. Then, yeah, exactly.
The man of constant sorrow. And then I also have Sean Mullins, my friend Sean Mullins, who any of you late 90s, kind of pop fans or singer-songwriter fans will know. He had a song, Lullaby.
Yep.
That one?
Oh, my gosh. Song. I was a DJ at a AAA adult album alternative station in Seattle, and we played Sean Mullins all the time. He was great.
Yeah. We played I have a TV show that I've started on PBS. It'll come out this summer. It'll be out there as well. And we actually had it. We played together on last Friday night. He'll be on the show. So, but he's a, he's a great talent. And we have, Matresa Berg, who is, I think she's at least two-time songwriter of the year in Nashville, or maybe song of the year. She wrote a Strawberry Wine, which there's not a lot of strawberry wine out in that wine country. That's a little cheaper version of wine. But she wrote "You and Tequila." She's an incredible country singer songwriter. And then another, maybe if you played in AAA, Kim Ritchie.
Kim Ritchie's gonna be there. I love Kim Ritchie.
Kim's coming out too. Yeah, I haven't. I actually just had to make sure their schedule was working, but they'll be. There was a lack of females on the lineup, and I was like, not because I was planning on that. They're coming. I'm just trying to make sure they fit in the schedule and their schedule. And those guys are coming out, and it'll be a. I love Hillsburg, and so any of you guys that can't make Napa in April, late July, it's a little warm during the day, but these events are all in the evening, and it's perfect. You know, you guys have that crazy weather in the summer where it's 108 during the day, and then it's 60 at night.
So
it's
nice.
It's a beautiful spot. Hillsburg is definitely a fan favorite of all the Sip family, and both of the places are. I always say the same thing. When it came to the Napa and Hillsburg conversation, I didn't think that I would be able to do Napa and Sonoma counties, but once you go there, you realize that mountain in between the two, it's basically a completely different planet on each side, both beautiful in their own way, and both have so much to offer that's unique and special, and the wine and the people, well, they make it all worthwhile.
Very, very cool. Yeah, they're both very special places and their own unique vibes. So, I mean, I would say if you have the ability, go to both, you know?
Exactly. That's a good plan.
Yeah, I mean, both sound amazing, featuring amazing songwriters. Now, with the, the songwriters in the round, maybe some people don't know exactly what that experience is like. Do you mind sharing what that's like? Is there crowd interaction? Is it just the songwriters kind of talking, explaining the songs that they wrote, and then performing them? How does that go?
Well, we usually do each evening of SIP, you know, I usually have 12 to 15 songwriters that attend SIP for the entire time. And we stay, those songwriters are actually at the events the entire time. Each evening there's six performers that will perform. We will have three performers for the first hour of the show. Then they will essentially take a little break for everybody to get a little more wine. And then we will have another hour show with three new songwriters. So you get a real good taste, especially if you come to two nights. The idea is that if you were to come to two nights, you probably can set it up to where you would see all the performers in some capacity. Mm-hmm. And we sit on stage going one after the other and kind of telling stories, playing together a little bit. You just see a real loose kind of, like I said, it's such a backstage pass. You're not going to be, we're not uptight because we're not in, you know, we're not playing for 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 people where we're really, you know, it's a very structured show. Mm-hmm. This is a much more, you know, you might have somebody in the audience, you know, if Sean Bones is playing, you know, somebody might want to hear Beautiful Wreck and he might not be planning on playing that song, but if somebody, you know, you're only 150 people, so you're going to be so close, somebody might be, please play Beautiful Wreck, and, you know, and he may do it. And also, one great thing about it is you actually get to hang out with us. You know, if we're not playing that particular night, we're probably in the audience just walking around.
Right.
So you have a real experience with each of us that's completely different. I mean, in Napa, we all stay at the Harvest Inn. The after parties at the Harvest Inn on the front porch are absolutely legendary. I mean, you know, that's as much fun as some of the shows. You know, so everybody tries to stay at Harvest Inn with us for that reason. It's really what we're trying to do is create an atmosphere that we don't really get a lot. When you guys buy, if anyone buys a VIP pass or a backstage pass, and they get to meet, you know, whatever band it might be, it's usually you're in a long line to take a photo. You get 10 seconds with the band. They
right.
say, thank you very much for being here. You say, cheese. You take the picture. You get to post it on Instagram and look like you hung out with Dave Grohl, but all you did was say, hey to Dave Grohl. And that's kind of the exact opposite of what I want to create. We love those big shows. All of us, we can't get enough of the big shows, but this is just a special thing, not just for the attendee, it's for us.
Yeah.
We also feel like we get to be together with our friends. That means as performers, we don't get to see each other a lot. So we get to spend 4 or 5 days in wine country and play music and just be kind of, it's almost like we get to get back to what music was like when we were kids. And that's a really special thing. And I think it's a special thing for those that attend. And it's a very special thing for the songwriters. So I think that's what keeps people coming back to SIP. So if you haven't been, I do hope some of the listeners out there will at least go to the website and take a deep dive.
Yeah, there's so much. I mean, there's great information about each of these songwriters that you can find. You mm-hmm. can learn what all the different levels are. You can check out Cabo, which is also coming up. We haven't even talked about that.
And then also the Spotify playlist that you guys
right.
have on the website, which is cool, which features all of the songwriters.
Exactly.
Which is
neat. That's a good way to kind of, you know, kind of get immersed in the SIP world of folks. And it's not just, some of them will be like, if there's songwriters that write songs for certain artists, it'll be those
right.
versions of those songs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and some of them will be the actual artists singing them. But yeah, it's a pretty, I think there's probably, you can probably spend a day listening to that. There's probably enough songs from there to spend a whole afternoon or a weekend.
All right. Well, Patrick, we're going to have you wait on hold while we wrap
okay.
things up here. And we're going to come
okay.
back with an extra podcast session with Patrick Davis. He is the founder of Songwriters in Paradise. You can check out all of our previous podcasts and listen to bonus content at rockandvino.com. And it's always so much fun to have a little bit of extra time with our guests. So we really appreciate them making that available. All right, Coco, are you going to be right back?
Let's be right back.
All right.
I'll be here.
This is Rockin' Vino on KSRO. It is sponsored by American Ag Credit.
It's Rockin' Vino. All right.
Welcome back to the podcast portion of Rock and Vino. Our guest is Patrick Davis. He's the founder of Songwriters in Paradise. We have chatted about the Napa event, which is coming up just around the corner, April 18th through the 21st, and then returning to Healdsburg for the third year. That will be the 24th through the 27th of July. So tell us, because you've had a chance now to roam around in Healdsburg, at least for two of these fun
yeah.
events. Do you have any special places that you like to go to besides, you know, the venues? Like where's your spots to go get coffee? What do you like to do in Healdsburg?
Healdsburg is incredible. I mean, there's so many places. I love, you know, there's a place called The Parish, which is wonderful. Yep. It's a little you get beignets, and it's kind of a New Orleans style thing. My buddy Garris runs that spot, and that's a great breakfast spot. So I'll pop in there. There's also Cousteau's Bakery is also mm-hmm. incredible. If you want a little, that's another, they've got just incredible, you know, baked items, baked goods, I guess, and breakfast and coffee. And then Valette, which is, you know, an extraordinary restaurant. Dustin has become a really, really dear friend, Dustin Valette. And that's kind of, I guess, more on the upper end of like dinners and things like that. But you can also go to Matheson, which is his other restaurant, which yeah. I don't know if you guys have been there before, but it's got great pizza on the rooftop. And there's a place called, it's called Asahi. It's a sushi spot. I love that spot for mm-hmm. lunch. I mean, trust me, I love Willie's. I love Bravo's. I know all of the places.
You sound like a local, dude.
You do. Do you know all the good spots?
I spent a lot of time there. There's a, oh my gosh, what is the name of the, there's an Italian spot there. I'm going to get the name wrong. When I go to these places, just to make a sip happen, you know, whether it was Napa with, you know, David Duncan became a friend from Silver Oak, and that's how Napa happened. Over in Healdsburg, my friend Mike and Mindy Brennan, they were the reason I kind of brought it there, I want to become a part. I really do go 10 or 15 times before we even do the first sip. That's kind of what has to happen in order for me to feel like I have a good feeling about the community there. And that's, you know, I have that same feeling when it comes to St. Helena. You know, I know all the places because we stay at Harvest Inn, which is in St. Helena for Napa. And I can run down the list of all the places. I want to feel like I can walk in and say, hey, guys, and they know that I'm there for the long haul.
I love that. And that's cool that you you mentioned that there's shuttles to and from the hotel, which is really cool. Has anybody ever missed the shuttle?
Oh, no. We make sure we'll have somebody. I think there has been a time when some people just stayed too long at one of the venues. And you know, because one great thing about SIP is that the winery makers, you know, the winemakers and the winery owners, the vintners are usually at all of these events as well. So a lot of the really big wine snobs that come to these events really get excited when they get to hang out with these guys. So they may stay late, not even hanging out with us. It might be there with Angelina Mondavi from Charles Kruger, you know, they're with, you know, like I said, they're with David Duncan for Silver Oak. They're with, Robin Michelle Baggett from Alpha Omega. They're hanging out with the people that are making their favorite juice. So they want to talk. And so there's been a couple of times we're like, hey, where is so-and-so?
That is fun. So in terms of the wine, are a lot of your songwriters like big wine geeks as well?
Yeah, they've definitely become that. I mean, a few of us, I think, were. But what happens is just like, you know, we all used to drink, you know, Boone's Farm and Two Buck Chuck. And once you end up in Healdsburg or Napa for a little while and you start drinking, you know, Alpha Omega or A. Raffinelli or, you know, these incredible wines, it's very, very difficult to go back. There's no going back. And so that's, I think a lot of my guys, they told me before, they're like, well, we love the fact that you invite us to these things, but, you know, and we get paid to be there. But in the long run, I feel like we've lost a lot of money because now we have to buy $100 bottles of wine to be happy. So.
It's funny. When you are exposed to these delicious wines, it is kind of hard to go back, but you got to start somewhere at least, you know, and then get that palate going. But lots of good stuff.
You start on box wine, you know, everybody starts on box wine exactly. Or you know, whatever it might be. But like I said, I mean, you can go down the list of all of our wineries that we're lucky enough to partner with for these, the SIP events in Healdsburg and Napa. And every one of them is going to ruin you for the rest of your life when it comes to wine, you know?
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm such a snob now. It's just terrible.
You can't help it.
I go back and visit my family in Washington State, and then I'm like, oh, well, that's not really Sonoma County wine.
Yeah, you start like being with your friends that don't do wine really well, and they, you'll be looking at the bottle, and you're like, I'm not drinking that. Like, you haven't tried it, I'm like, I'm not drinking it.
Yeah, I know.
That's not happening.
Are there certain varietals that you tend to gravitate to? Like, are you a Pinot guy? Are you a Cab guy? Do you like rosé? Like, what is your vibe with wine?
I'm usually a red wine guy, and I do appreciate, you know, some beautiful white wines. It's just I usually end up gravitating towards the red wines, and being, you know, Napa gets you just, you know, you're pretty much hooked on the big calves. You know, you can't help it. You know, there are a few wineries over there that make some, like, really kind of like, you know, petite Syrah or something that is not normal, like Cab Franc. Like Brasswood makes an incredible Cab Franc. But when you know when I started going to Hillsburg, I wasn't aware of, you know, there is such a big difference in what I think a lot of people drink Pinot.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you said, it's people that don't really know much about wine, and that's just a cheap Pinot. But when you go to over there, my God, the Pinot is incredible. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Pinot could be that good. You know, it's just there's so many wonderful, you know, I don't know where Bricolour or some of the wines that you drink. Some of the guys that you bought, Bob Cabral makes these beautiful wines. You know, there's just all these different the Jackson family wines. There's so many incredible Pinots. Or my buddy Sam Lando or Jesse Katz, who makes, you know, Aperture. There's all these just beautiful wines, and so that's something that I've really fallen in love with over there in the Hillsburg region, is kind of their Zins and their Pinots. I just didn't know they could be that good.
Oh yeah.
I just can't, William Salem. There's so many great wines over there. And it's kind of very interesting, because, you know, it's kind of, if you go over to Napa, you know, you're going to get that same feeling from a lot of their big calves. And I think Sonoma gets, in Hillsburg, gets kind of a bad rap sometimes when it comes to calves, but, you know, you go to Robert Young, their calves incredible. So it's I have just become a, as you can tell from this conversation, I have become a bit of a wine snob thanks to Sip. My parents were school teachers in South Carolina. I promise you, we did not have a bunch of $100 bottles of wine sitting around. So this is kind of a new thing, but there's no going back at this point.
Yeah, it's exciting. Oh, and I have some exciting news for you. Your pal Jesse Katz, he also has Esthete Wines, and they just purchased the property that was formerly Truett-Hurst and VML in Dry Creek. It is an absolutely gorgeous spot. I know that they want to do music there, so you should talk with Jesse and his partners at Esthete Wines.
We did Aperture. We did one of our VIP events last year at Aperture. This year we are probably going to do one of our VIP events with Villette, which is at Matheson with Dustin.
Yeah.
And actually, the Villette wines are made, Jesse makes that wine as well. And Jesse's going to be, I believe he's going to be in Colorado for the beginning of SIP and not going to get there till a little late. So we couldn't make the VIP thing work at Aperture, but he's a big supporter. You know, his dad, they came out last year. They love the music stuff. And he's a, you know, they've been around forever. So it's, I don't just claim to love the folks out there, and, you know, they're genuine friends. That, you know, there's a lot of text chains that go back and forth. I want to make sure that when I started SIP, my idea is that it's not a 3 or 4 year or 5 year type of situation. It's like I always say that when Dustin and I have left, you know, I don't know if you know Dustin Bless's father, he's an old firefighter who flies the planes, you know, that drop the water on everything.
Yeah.
He walks around Dustin's restaurants, you know, he's in his 80s, and I think it's Bob, and he walks around and he talks to all the people with the wine, and he's great. And I say, one day when we're that old, I hope we're still doing SIP, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
That's what we're all going for. So,
I love that. That's phenomenal.
All right, let's do some fun quick round music questions. These are always, we love to do these on Rock and Vino. This is a hard question, and I'm not sure if you were prepped ahead of time, although we may have asked you this last time. It could change. It always changes for me, too.
Yeah, it always changes.
If you could only take 3 albums with you on a deserted island for the rest of time, what would those 3 albums be?
I think as long as I have something to play them on.
Yes,
you know,
yes, you do.
Albums,
not just to look at. No.
That's going to be a little strange, but yeah. As long as there's some way to listen to them. I guess I'd probably take like Abbey Road, maybe. Mm. That's, you know, it's pretty good. Makes me pretty happy, I think. Let me see. Maybe like a Stones album. Maybe
Beatles and know, Stones. Like, I like it.
It's I'd have both of them. Exile. I'd probably take, Let It Bleed. I'd take Let It Bleed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that. And then I'm going to go a little bit different. Just for if I want to be a little more chill, I'd probably, I know that Tracy Chapman has kind of had a resurgence with folks because of a few things that happened. I think Grammys and stuff like that in the country world. But I think I would take the Crossroads album, yeah, which is actually the album after the Fast Car album. I would take the Crossroads. It's just a beautiful, beautiful album, and it's got some really beautiful songs on it, and it would probably make me for the mellow nights. I could do that, you know, when it was a chill evening. I could maybe do that.
Excellent choices. Love it.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay, so now how about on a good day? Maybe we'll do it on a location. Like, okay, on a good day in Napa, since that one is the next one that's coming up, what are you eating, what are you drinking, and what are you listening to prep you for the event happening later?
It's also Napa. There's just so many choices. People are going to hate me regardless. I would be eating at Brasswood. I'd be hanging at the bar. My wife would be there. Maybe Marcus from Brasswood. And we would be having their mozzarella. They have mozzarella they put on with basil and olive oil and mozzarella. It's just insane. It sounds so simple, but trust me, it's just incredible. And then I would be drinking. Since I'm there, I guess I have to just go. I would be drinking either their Cab Franc, because that's my wife's favorite wine in the world, the Brasswood Cab Franc. And what would be playing in the background? I would have, it would be a very special night. They would have Willie Nelson on acoustic guitar and Nora Jones playing piano. I think it would just be them playing in a corner. And if that was, that would be a great night in Napa.
I want to be invited to that. That's amazing.
Count me in.
Yeah. No one can come in. It's literally just the three of us.
Oh, yes.
Play, and then like maybe an Angelina Mondavi who makes the wine. She can be there too. So there's four of us total.
Wow.
Love it.
That's so good. Very good. Okay. Now this is a hard one because, you know, you're a songwriter and you perform concerts all the time. You've got this wonderful Songwriters in Paradise program. This might be a really hard one for you to answer, but tell us maybe your top two concerts that you've attended.
Oh, man. Actually, you know what? I would say the Stones, actually. If I'm thinking about just like mind-boggling how good they were at 80 years old. My wife had never seen the Stones before live, and we went in Nashville, I think, I'd say 2 years ago maybe, and I just remember, like, she was blown away, and we were just like, oh my God, this is, and we've seen so many concerts that we are super jaded. It's like being a winemaker out there. It's like, oh great, you have a wine. Great. Everybody has a wine. That's kind of how we are when it comes to music. We can't help it. I was just so blown away. Mick Jagger was just running around the stage and they sounded incredible. It was after Charlie Watts had passed away but they had, Steve Jordan was playing drums. It was an incredible, incredible show. And of course, you know, it's bombastic, you know, I mean, it's supposed to be Rolling Stones, all the stage stuff and design and stuff was amazing. But I just remember being absolutely floored at these, I mean, essentially 80-year-old men, you know, like nursing home age men out there just crushing it. So I think that would probably have to be up there. I actually was very fortunate, and I mentioned the Bluebird Cafe earlier, which is kind of where we kind of the SIP model kind of comes from, and my friends at the Bluebird know that, so that's okay to say. And I was lucky enough to be invited to a very small show where the surprise guest was Robert Plant.
Wow.
And T-Bone Burnett, and we sat there and got to watch. About 80 of us, maybe even less, probably 65 of us in the room, and got to watch them perform a few songs, and it was just kind of kind of mesmerizing, and kind of one of those just like why am I here, you know, like you couldn't believe it. So I know that those are you know, I mean, I've got a lot of younger folks that I love too, but as those guys are getting up there in age, I think it's good to give a tip of the cap to those guys, and I think the Stones and Robert Plant in that small room would probably be but my two favorites that I've seen, or two of my favorites.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I mean, my goodness. Yeah.
Either one of those would be incredible to see.
Yeah, I still have yet to see the Stones.
I saw them at the Tacoma Dome.
You did?
Years ago, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were great.
That's so fun.
Bridges to Babylon tour, it was amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, wow, yeah, that was a while back. But yeah, it is. I would say, you know, that's the thing is those guys, it's like, it's just... kind of last of a dying breed when it comes to that. I think, you know, like McCartney and all those guys, it's just and they're just from such a music meant so much more, you know, today, you know, you guys are on radio, you know, I mean, like, you know, radio is doing well. I'm glad you guys are out there. I'm glad there's still radio, but radio is such a, you know, back in the day, the only place you had to listen to radio, there were three channels on television, you know, music meant so much. And now it's just, there's just constant noise And so we get, even though I think the music, the creative process of what's being introduced to the world is still probably just as good as it's ever been, maybe better. But the problem is that we don't have this, we don't place the same value on it currently as we did, many moons ago. And I think that's one of the things that I try to, get back to SIP. I want the folks that show up to SIP, tickets aren't exactly cheap, but that's kind of like a wine. We want the best of the best. We want the people that are going to expect more from their wine, from their food, from their music, and from their lives. And that's kind of what I think we got to get back to that with a lot of things in life. And I think that's why I love SIP and doing this.
Well, Patrick, it's always fun to chat with you, and we cannot wait to have you back here in wine country, both in Napa and in Healdsburg. Again, the dates are coming up really quick for Napa, so if you want your tickets, buy them now at songwritersinparadise.com, April 18th through the 21st, and then returning to Healdsburg, and that will be July 24th through the 27th. We can't wait to see you.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle Coco. Thank you all so much. It's always a pleasure talking to y'all, and y'all have a beautiful afternoon out in the wine country.
Yep, we're going to go out and maybe drink some wine right
exactly.
now. Exactly. Patrick Davis is our guest. He is the founder of Songwriters in Paradise. This is Rockin' Vino.
Thanks for listening to Rockin' Vino. Check out more great content online at rockinvino.com.